You're listening to SBS News.
As fireworks filled the Ankara night sky, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan waved to supporters from the balcony of his AK Party headquarters. He watched on, smiling as they danced to celebratory music, waved flags and called out his name. The Election Authority chief says Mr. Erdogan has received the absolute majority of all valid votes in Turkey's presidential poll. State media reports put him on 53% as the last votes were being counted. While official results will not be announced until Friday, the president has thanked his supporters, saying the governing alliance of his AK party has also secured a parliamentary majority.
Kardeşlerim.
The winner of this election is democracy, our nation. The winners of this election are every one of the 81 million citizens. I want to thank you all who went to the polls today in this democracy festival, which has the highest turnout in our history.
Rival candidate Muharrem İnce reportedly received 31% of the vote. Under the new constitution, due to come into effect after the election, President Erdogan will hold increased power. The job of prime minister will be dropped, with the president able to directly appoint senior officials as well as intervene in the legal system. Critics are wary of the sweeping new powers approved in a referendum last year and accuse Mr. Erdogan of increasingly autocratic tendencies. Istanbul-based political analyst Soli Özel says while the victory probably means a continuation of Turkey's policies, it will be interesting to see how it affects relationships with Western allies.
The fight against terrorism in this particular context doesn't mean just fighting the PKK within the country, but also taking the fight to Syria and to Iraq. Currently, Turkey has troops within Syria. And right before the elections were held, there were attacks against the PKK headquarters in Kandil Mountains in northern Iraq. I suspect that this will continue. The big question will be whether or not there will be a new opening towards Turkey's Western allies. A good test of that might very well be the NATO summit that's coming in about 2 weeks' time in Brussels.
Sunday's elections were held under a state of emergency declared after a failed military coup in 2016. Since that coup attempt, Mr. Erdogan has led a sweeping crackdown on dissenters. The United Nations says he has detained about 160,000 people. But President Erdogan's supporters are celebrating. This young woman says she relishes the result as a victory for the country.
We voted with a national and religious responsibility, and we told our family to do the same. We told people around us to do the same as well. Thank God, today we reached victory.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.